Hello and welcome back to Finding the Funny.
Patty!
Yay! What's going down?
We's back.
How's things? How's your week been? What have you been up to? Any news? Any earthquakes? Any cesspits?
I've had a boring weekend.
Yeah.
Didn't really do anything for it. Unlike you, went out last night, got pissed.
Went out Saturday night.
Big time. I was saying to Andrew earlier, Andrew's got a banging social life. Mine's shit.
Most weeks
on this podcast, you're like, been to Cornwall with my mates, been for a curry with my mates, been to my mates' house.
Out of 15 weeks of recording, I've had maybe 3 weeks of actual shit happening in my life.
Well,
most of my weeks are, jack shit happened. Yeah. But I did go out. I went out with my Sonning Borders crew.
Oh yeah, I'm disappointed I wasn't invited to that actually, because we did some chats in lockdown, and I was told I'd be invited to the Sonning Borders get together after lockdown, and
it was all a bit last minute. It wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I can do last minute. I never got the call. Never got the call, did I? Yeah, I was dropped like a bag of shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pats. I'll ensure at the next Sonning Borders.
Well, there's not going to be one now for about 4 years.
Exactly.
We're back into a shitting lockdown this week.
That's why we literally were like, let's just get one in now, because, you know, fuck knows what's going to happen in the next few weeks, months.
What did I do? I went to mum and dad's while Matthew played golf with his mate. Oh, shit. I've got a shit life. Matthew was out with his mates. You were out with your mates. I was sat with mum and dad watching Strictly. Fucking hell, man.
Patty, there is nothing wrong with that.
Well,
nothing at all, darling.
Oh.
And actually, you know, Mal and Margs will have very much appreciated your
company. They loved it. And also, I rocked up, didn't tell them I was going, just thought, Matthew worked yesterday Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So I was on my own all morning. And then we sort of hung out together in the afternoon. Then he went off to play golf with his mate.
Mm.
And I was like, I just don't want to be in the house again on my own.
Yeah.
So went over to, got there. They didn't know I was coming. There was beef stroganoff left over, tucked into that.
It was Mal's.
It was your Mal's.
Your Mal's strogoffs.
It was really nice, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had a beef stroganoff.
I hadn't until that point. And they put like crunchy onions on the top. It was V.
Mal is really upping his chefing game.
Oh, yeah. You could tell that it was a fiddly dish.
It was a fiddly dish.
Yeah. Anyway,
when I went out with the Sonning Borders crew, we actually only went round to one of the Borders houses.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a bit like, can we really be asked with the whole going out shit, you know, all of that bollocks. So we actually call it Rach's Bar. We just went round to Rach's Bar.
Nice.
And we just, sat and drank and ate crisps and dips and, you know, all that shiz.
I'll tell you what I saw this week. It might have been last week, actually. I can't remember. That blew my mind.
Mm.
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, yeah, I saw this, I think.
Is 40 years old.
I know. Oh, Lord.
What?
How is
the fuck?
I mean, that just makes me feel freaking ancient.
How the hell is Macaulay Culkin 40?
40. Yeah.
You've got those like friends in your life or kids' friends who will always stay at like 8.
Yeah. 10. Yeah.
A little bit of that for me would be your friends, Alan Kelly, their kids.
Yes.
Because I knew the two boys, especially when they were much younger. When you say to me like Thomas is 15.
He's 77.
That's how I feel about Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Like, he's still the boy in that house.
Yeah.
He's
still
He's
Kevin.
Not a man.
No. I couldn't fucking
A middle-aged man.
40.
Did you see that thing I put on my stories this week?
It was funny.
I just so related to it. And it was just this, like, you know, post that said, I've just found out that they always put bras on dead women. If one of you motherfuckers puts a bra on my corpse, I'm haunting you forever with these free-ass titties. I will not go to my grave like that.
No, I'm with you.
I don't know why I've never really thought about that.
Why would you put a bra on a corpse?
Yeah. I suppose, is it to, like, make them look more normal, more...
I know, but I don't want one.
No. I also just love the language in that.
Yeah. He's free-ass titty.
Titty.
And then this one, which also cracked me up. Does anyone else rip their mask off when they get into the car like they finished a disappointing surgery on Grey's Anatomy? That's really good, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. I do quite like the taking your mask off shit.
It's like taking your bra off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a real release.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whoa.
The imagery of taking it off, like you've just finished, you know, that whole like head down, disappointing surgery, chucking it on the passenger seat.
Yeah. I lost him.
It's gone, okay? I've got to rip this fucking mask off. I got it wrong.
Sorry, guys. We tried.
Don't ask me about Peter.
They might actually like just actually do that.
Yeah, get in the, do a whole
get in the
scene.
Car and just do a whole, yeah.
A whole, like, yeah. Rip it off, yeah. Chuck it down.
Yeah, and I'd become American.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to go full, you've got to go full in. You've got to go full American surgeon in the ER. Haven't you?
Finding the funny. Should we do the big questions?
Yeah, let's go, mate. Let's go.
Okay, so this came from Instagram. We're going to keep this person anonymous. And it says, is it okay for married men to have an OnlyFans account?
Right. I actually don't know what this OnlyFans shit is. I hear loads of people going, oh, yeah, you've got an OnlyFans account. Like, what is that?
It's basically, in a nutshell, where people... So they use it to put more revealing... erotic pictures of themselves.
Oh.
And then people can sign up to look at those pictures and videos.
Eh? What? So,
if I had an OnlyFans account, which I will have you know, there are a lot of people who are chubby chasers. So yeah. I would do okay on that. I mean, I'm not going to do it.
No.
But, you know, so I would then on Instagram or other social media platform.
Yeah.
Put up a post that, you know, was blurred out in places and I would direct people to OnlyFans and then you could see the whole
shebang. So, and it's just called OnlyFans. Is that an app of its own thing then?
I think so, yeah. Or it's a web page of its own thing. Right. So you'd have a link that said OnlyFans and if you clicked on it, you'd then, and you have to like... People have to pay. They have to subscribe and sign up. Oh yeah, yeah. It's a pay. Yeah, yeah. So if I had one, I would make money off of people going, oh yeah, I want to see Rudy's growler.
I want to see her tits.
Yeah. I want to see her growler. I want to get her growler out.
Rawr.
And people would then pay to see my growler.
If it's something that is an open decision that you go, okay, I'm happy for my husband or my wife or my partner, whoever it is, we've talked about it and we agree that it's okay and it's out in the open, it isn't something that's a secret that's kind of, then I think providing that's the case, then I don't see why that should be an issue.
I think it's only an issue if it's a secret.
Yes.
I wouldn't feel comfortable if Matthew did it, and I know he wouldn't feel comfortable if I did it, and it's just not my bag. I'm just
no.
It's just not what I'm about.
I might set one up.
Do it. And there's sort of different tiers you can have.
Is there?
Yeah, so you can have like you know, $4.99 a month gives you access to just, you know, less erotic, right, exposed, yes, pictures, and just it sort of goes up
sexy lingerie.
Yes,
stuff.
And then it, yeah, sort of goes up from there. And I think, you know, some people put videos on and stuff, right, like that.
Yeah. Is that, do you think there's some WAP action?
I would imagine there probably is, yeah. Yeah. I reckon there's a lot of WAP going on there.
I had to Google that.
Did you? Did WAP. You think it was the internet key? That's what,
hey?
That's also WAP, isn't it? That's also WAP, isn't it? On your router, the wireless access password or something is also called WAP.
Oh, yes. I didn't know either, you know, either WAP.
Yeah.
But when I Googled what is WAP, I didn't get the wireless thing.
No, you got, I got Cardi B's wet ass pussy.
Yeah, wet ass pussy. Do you remember when Mum did, when Mal and Margs did the old...
I hated that video.
I know, but I remember having a conversation with them. This was after they'd done it, right? So they'd already done it. I was talking to her on the phone and Margs is like, oh, yeah, we've done a little bit more for James's show, you know, Late Late Show. I was like, oh, yeah, what's that then? So we had to sort of, you know, kind of give our opinion on watching this video by Cardi B. I was like, oh,
and Megan Thee Stallion. And Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
And we had to sort of, you know, watch this video and sort of talk about what we thought about it and stuff. I said, oh, what was the song then? She goes, oh, it's this song called WAP. So I said, oh, she said, well, apparently WAP means something, but I don't know what it means. So then I'm like, I don't know either, but, you know, there's this thing called Google. So I literally put it in there and then, yeah, told them this is what WAP means, Mark.
Well, we were at that curry house when you told them.
Yes, that's right.
And they were,
yeah,
highly embarrassed.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was so weird, that video. I didn't like it.
No. And it was a shit song. In my opinion. It was a shit
always
song.
Always like you to hold back on what you think.
You know that ain't ever happening.
We shouldn't say too much, but she is. I'm just gonna say she's eccentric.
Yes. Isn't, I mean, she? I do like her. I follow her on the old gram, and she's just quite a character, and you know, she's obviously very sexual.
What about that video that we sent to each other loads of her talking about coronavirus? Government! I mean, that is one of my favourite Cardi B videos.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, she just does that random shit that actually is quite often quite funny.
The line in that where she says, I don't know how this thing started in China and now it's on motherfucking
tour. Wuhan, China.
Wuhan, China. And now it's on motherfucking tour. The fact that she calls it a tour. It's, in my opinion, just absolutely hilarious.
And that's the thing. I think that's what she, you know, she just, yeah. I kind of like the fact that a lot of the time she doesn't give a shit. She's like, I'm going to say what I like. I'm going to write a song about a wet ass pussy. I'm going to do a song about, or do a chat about coronavirus going on tour. I love that shit that she brings.
The imagery, though, of coronavirus. Right, guys, we're going on tour. We got our roadies. We got our, just like the imagery. Them in a huddle beforehand doing the Elvis prayer. This is our biggest stadium we've played yet. Let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Worldwide.
That is just, and the way she just started that video by slapping her hand, shouting, government!
Yeah! And then especially when, you know, the tour was heading our way.
Yes.
And then every time we spoke, we'd literally go, coronavirus!
Yeah! And Mal started doing it, which is just hilarious. Mal actually asked us the other day, didn't he? When did we stop saying, coronavirus?
She did a thing as well. She did a thing. She did a thing with, for like Capital Radio or something, where they were asking her to say other infections. She did this one where she went, Tonsillitis.
Oh, that is very funny.
Oh dear.
There ends
La Big Questions.
So, what's been getting on your tits this week, Ange?
Basically, magic / magicians. They're really getting on my tits now. There's just too many of them. Mainly, I actually, my notes are magic magicians, mainly on BGT.
Mum said the same thing.
Oh, God. That's such a shower of shit, that show.
It is.
It's a shower of shit.
It's really shit this year.
Yes.
In general.
Some of the acts they've got on, I'm like, how the hell are you on
predominantly
national TV?
Predominantly school choirs.
School choirs, but mainly magicians and magic people.
Mum last night, I said, if you've been watching it, she said, oh, God, the magicians.
Yes.
I really wish they'd pack it in.
Yeah. Oh, and they're just trying to come up with, like, new magic shit. And I'm like, just call it a day. Try, you know, they're trying to bring in technology and shit now, aren't they? Start using your phone. And instead of having a pack of cards, get your phones out. And I want you to dial this number. And tell me what number you get when I tell you to dial these numbers. And like, no.
Oh my God.
It's getting too much. And the other thing I've noticed, right, with a lot of these magicians, right?
Can I just say, I know the one that's going to go into the show when we get to this stage, when you do all your shears and then you're like, and also, right, can I... It's like this thing erupting you. And in that moment, I go, this is the one that's... This is the one that's...
It's true,
it.
Actually, because the more I talk about it, the more shit comes in my head. And then I'm like, that's annoying. Yes. But I've noticed with a lot of these magicians on BGT, right? They got, like, they're all there, you know, super up close. You know, why do they all have to come right up to the panel? That's new shit they're all doing now. They're not on the stage. I'm coming right up close. See my cards or my phone or whatever other shit I'm going to be magicking. So they're all up close. They're doing the up close shit. And then I've noticed that they do the up close shit. And in the background on the stage is an easel with some big shit paper on it. Big ass piece of paper, right? That's
wet,
like...
Wet ass paper. They've got some waps going on.
They've got a wap on the stage.
No, it should be bap, big ass paper. They've got a couple of baps.
Baps. They've got a bap on the stage, right? And that's their big finale. Like, do all the up close magic shit, bloody blah. Look at my hands, look at my cards, look at my phone, look at my old technology, look how magic I am. And then at the end, and I'm going to reveal on the bap something that's going to blow your effing mind. that shit.
I'm not going to even bother doing my second one because that is what I'm saying. And I'll save it for another week.
So yeah, that's really, really got on my tits. Magic shit.
Is it predominantly BGT that's ruined your magic?
Yeah, predominantly that's where I feel like I've just lost it with them. Because I think actually, I don't know if it was 2 years ago, a magician did win.
Yes.
Right? And I was like, yeah, he was good, right? And then I'm like, every Tom, Dick and Magic Harry has jumped on this bandwagon going, yeah, I've got some really good magic shit. I'm going on BGT.
Every Tom, Dick and Magic Mike is up there. Taking their clothes off, dear. That's what someone should do. Actually do a magic trick like Magic Mike.
Yes.
And they reveal it on their willies.
Willies, yeah.
The card that they picked out, they whip it. There you go.
Yeah, you can carry on with your baps. Mine's on my dap. Is it a dap? No.
That would be dick ass pussy.
I don't... Oh, it would be bap as well, wouldn't it? wouldn't it? Big ass penis.
Yeah, or it would be bad. Big ass dick.
Yeah, bad.
Mine's
yeah.
on me bad.
Yeah, you keep your baps. Mine's on me bad. Yeah, and they could do all the up and close personal shit, couldn't they, with Alicia and Amanda.
Up on the dick.
Ooh, yeah, magic.
It could be another one there, another thing that they do, and it's like the card is wedged in their butt cheeks. they can whip it off and go, oh God, it's not on my willy. Hang on, wait. It's around.
They could also say to Amanda, Amanda, if you wouldn't mind just parting my you just part my cheeks, you'll find your card. Oh, God. I should have mentioned this at the top in our general chat, but I'll just say it now. I had someone message me about the whole people who like to chat in supermarkets.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that got a lot of love last week, that did it.
And someone messaged me, it was actually my sister-in-law, right? She said, I know exactly who you mean.
In the local city.
Yeah, she
shit, that's funny.
She that was like funny. As soon as you started talking about it, I was like, I know who she means.
I know who that is.
Yeah. So,
finding the funny. Dickish behaviour.
Yes. Right, now this was a message that we got from Emma on the gram. And she's put, can I get in an early request for next week in dickish behaviour? Farrow and ball. My Instagram is constantly swamped with dickheads painting their homes with farrow and ball paint. Oh, look. We spent £365 on painting our pantry in Tahitian autumn dew. It's fucking magnolia, hun. Get some Dulux, save yourself £340. Gets right on my shitting tits. Tuesdays are fast becoming my fave days, waiting for these podcasts. Brilliant.
It's true, isn't it?
Oh my God, yes.
As soon as I opened that, I was like, this is fucking gold.
Brilliant. Yeah, and so true.
I took it upon myself to look up some of the other colours that Farrow and Ball have in their range.
Right, yes, okay. Let's hear this, Pats.
Savage Ground. Right. I mean, that doesn't even mean anything.
What sort of colour is Savage Ground?
Well, I didn't actually look these up. It was Dad that looked them up when I told him about this email. And he went on and put these up.
Yeah.
Mouse's Back. This one is my favourite.
Hmm.
Mole's Breath.
Mole's Breath?
Mole's
Breath. But what, like, I would say, right, Mole's Breath would be a grey.
It is a grey.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's another one called Elephant's Breath.
Also grey.
Well, no, like a creamy grey.
Right. What is the mouse's back? I'm saying beige.
Okay. Let's have a look. Who comes up with this shit, though? Honestly. Yeah.
Dicks. That's who comes up with it.
Yeah, mouse's back is like a...
beige?
Like a, beige? Like a, it's not a beige. It's like a grey brown, yeah.
What's the first one that you said?
Savage Ground.
Savage Ground.
Savage Ground. I mean, that...
See, I would say a Savage Ground is going to be like a black.
Yeah. No, that's also a beige.
Fuck's
sake. They just in one colour, which is like a grey beige.
Basically grey beige.
Just to let you know.
We're going to give them all randomly shit names.
If you want to buy a pot of dead salmon from Farrow and Ball, that will set you back for 2.5 litres. You're looking at £50. For 2.5 litres.
Litres. That's like fucking nothing. That'll paint you like one little patch of your wall.
Yeah. £50.
No, it doesn't.
Their colours don't make sense.
No. The fact that Savage Ground and it's actually beige.
It's, well, they all look like they're beige.
They're real beige.
They're all just basically
a shade shades of beige.
Yeah, basically.
50 shades of beige. That's what you get with Farrah and Ball.
What their catalogue should be called. Yeah. That is the perfect name for their catalogue.
Yeah, 50 shades of beige. Beige.
Farrah and Ball, I wonder if they've got like a... I wonder if they've got the colour avocado.
Oh, they must bloody better have.
They must have. They must.
They fucking do. Yeah, they do.
They do.
Farrah and Ball avocado green. Is yes. It green though?
No, it's beige.
Very, very well brought up dickish behaviour right very there. Good.
Top of the podcast class.
Yes.
Also, last week, Samantha got top of the podcast class for her WhatsApp chat.
Yes. That was incredible.
Oh my god, yeah. That was absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah. Finding the
funny. This came from Alex on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it was a male or a female, Alex, but they just said, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Well, I've struggled with this, Pat, to be honest. I haven't had a huge amount of time to think about it. But
I've got one.
You know, don't you?
As soon as I read it, it came into my head.
Okay.
My overthinking.
Yes.
If I could get rid of one fucking shitty thing in my life.
Mm.
The amount of times I've said stuff on this podcast and then I've said to Ange, oh God, what, like...
What if this? What if that? This,
what if that? Like, that. My inability to not what if is... sometimes out of control.
Yeah, it is.
Same
yeah.
vein as WhatsApp.
Yeah, you do. You really do overthink a lot.
Yeah, I do. It's called it's got a couple of names, but ruminating is one and catastrophizing is the other.
Oh.
Yeah. So ruminating is when the same question goes round your head and you find it hard to not ruminate on that.
Yeah.
And then catastrophizing is that exact what if.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what if this, what if this? And it's never like, what if somebody listens to that podcast, thinks it's fucking incredible and gives us an amazing deal? It's
all yeah. What if
sues us because we said online. Either that or my shitty reproductive organs. It would be one of those two things. Probably you hear it a fair bit, but if there's anyone who hears my what if shit, it's Matthew. I mean, he could have some stories of like, the amount of times I've gone for interviews and I've been like, what if that one question that I didn't quite know the answer to, what if they don't give me the job? And he's like, Ruth, the whole 10 years we've been together, most interviews you've been for, you've been offered. Why are you even
worrying about that one question?
Honestly, I don't know. It's something weird in my brain that it is.
And you've been like it.
Probably. Like
from a very young age, I think that's been something that's really affected you a lot.
So
I think whilst you've been saying yours, it's made me think about mine. I think mine would be, and we have talked about this privately before, Pats, on quite a few occasions. I think I would like to be able to be more empathetic / have just a bit more sympathy for people and situations.
Yes, you are very malesque. You
know? I'm not very good at that shit. I'm really not. And I know I'm bad because actually even my children have said to me sometimes, Mum, you've got no sympathy.
Yeah.
You're, and so I kind of think if that's something they notice and pick up on, and obviously, as I said at the start, Pats, we've had our own conversations about that as well.
I think partly I would say for you, I think there's a couple of things. Partly I think it's because you're the oldest.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think you're a girl. And as we've sort of talked about before, there's 7 years between us. You've got a lot of the like, you need to be responsible. You shouldn't
you've got to look
be dying.
After.
And also things like you shouldn't, you're the oldest. I think oldest children get a lot of
a lot of
you know, you're 10 now, you shouldn't be
crying. You don't need to cry about that.
10 is still quite young. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And actually, you can be 35 and still cry, and it doesn't it doesn't matter. Crying is fine. But I think as the oldest you get a lot of, you're not setting a good example to your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You're big and grown up now. I don't want to see this anymore. So I think you've had a lot of that. But yes, your sympathy is sometimes like ice thin.
I know.
You get pissed off with people.
I do.
Who cough.
And breathe.
And yawn.
Just breathe. Yeah, breathing and yawning and all that shit.
I mean, I think that says a lot about the sympathy levels within you, Ange.
I know. It's not good. And I do, I am aware of it. And I think it's just being aware of those things and saying, actually, there are things I can do to make that something that I'm better at.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't take a lot. It's just being aware of it and how you talk to people and how you interact in those moments. Can I offer some empathy and sympathy here before I go into practical mode? And I think that's a lot of it for me is I'm like that real classic fixer, right? There's a problem, I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to think too much about the kind of emotion involved in that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from, this is what I've got to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. And I think that is a bit of a kind of, that's just a bit of the way I am. That's my personality. That's my nature. I think that whole being the oldest thing probably does feed into that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think I can still be the fixer, the helper, but I can do it and go about it in a better way sometimes.
I think also what we have to remember is there's some things we can't fix.
Yeah.
You know, there are some emotional circumstances where we have to park that, I want to fix this and make it better for you, because we can't. We actually physically can't. And that's when our more empathetic, sympathetic, that's when those muscles have to come into play and we have to think, oh God, I can't really fix this for you. This is unfixable. But what I think
that's what I'm not good at doing.
No.
Is going, actually, I can't fix this.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at, you know, for me in my head, I can fix that. I can do that. I think it is just around, acknowledging that, sometimes you just can't.
And sometimes
and
also the fixing for lots of people is that acknowledgement of how difficult it is.
Yeah.
That offers a permission and a sense of, you know, this is really hard, actually. You know, that goes a long way. Saying to people, God, I'm really sorry. This is awful. If I was in your position, I would be feeling all of those things. Of course, that's natural, normal. Mm. There's a sort of relief and permission that people go, oh, yeah, right, okay, this situation is shit for me.
Mm.
And I think that can sometimes be the most fixing thing you can offer in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I would overthink less and wouldn't be such a cold-hearted bitch. No, joking, she's not. She is wonderful. She's amazing. I love her so much. But, you know, sometimes.
But I can be a cold-hearted bitch.
Do you know, though, when I phoned you that morning that I found the lump, I won't go into too much, but as it was ringing, I even thought, oh, God, I don't know what Angie's going to say. I sort of prepared myself for a...
For the cold-hearted bitch.
Okay, Pat, well, it's going to be fine. You know, you don't need to be crying about it. But I think that was your probably, and you said something really interesting in that conversation, because we had a bit of a conversation. You said, I didn't expect you to say that. I think you were obviously also thrown.
Yes.
Or shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
And I
wasn't expecting that conversation this morning. And I didn't expect you to say that.
I probably underestimated. I tried to then put myself in your shoes and think, oh God, what would I have done? I just think it's just whatever spills out of somebody's mouth is just the ability to just think, right, what do they need? They probably just need.
I think the thing here is probably the lesson for us all is to just always take a moment before you respond.
Yeah.
Because actually that's the moment that you can quite often determine how you need to react or what you need to say.
Definitely.
And I think it's just something we could probably all do better at or try better at. Take a moment.
Thanks so much for listening, as always, guys. You can find us on Instagram. I'm @RuthCorden.
And I'm at Ant Corden.
Or alternatively, drop us an email, hello@ruthcorden.com. We'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny. With Ruth.